All right. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do the fifth mystery. We're going to discuss that. The fifth mystery is Mystery Babylon the Great. All right, so go with me to Revelation 17. Revelation 17, and we will read the whole chapter, right?
Amen.
Verses 1 to 18. All right. Starting in verse 1, the King James Bible says this: "And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So it carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication." Now, let me stop right there, because in verse 4, it should be given away right there who Mystery Babylon is. By having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations. Think about who has a golden cup, and they hold it up in the air. All right, and verse 5. "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints," there you go again, "and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." We'll get into that. Was, is not, yet is. We'll get into that a little bit later. "And here is the mind which has wisdom, the seven heads that are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. And the seven horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, are 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest where the horse sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, and to the words until the words of God shall be fulfilled." And then verse 18, "And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth." All right, so by using the King James Bible, let's look to see who or what Mystery Babylon is. All right, so first of all, here is a description. First of all, in verse 1, right, she is a great whore.
Hey, ma'am.
In verse 2, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. Idolatry, apostasy from the true God. That's what that fornication is. Right? And in verse 2 also, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with her fornication. In verse 3, she is seated upon a scarlet-colored beast full of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Verse 4, she is arrayed in purple, and purple is a symbol of royalty, right? And scarlet. She is decked with gold, precious stones, and pearls. Also, verse 4, she has a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5, she is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Verse 6, she is drunken with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. All right, so think about the Waldenses, I believe. I'm going to give this away here, but well, no, I won't. There's a religion that tried to get these Waldenses, and there's another one, I can't think of what they were, but tried to get them to convert. And when they would not convert, killed them. So think about that. All right, and so now, in verses 9 to 18, we will get the explanation, right, of verses 1 to 8. Okay, so the beast was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. Okay, so verse 8. Let's read that. You want to read that, brother? Verse 8.
It says, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. They behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is.
Okay, now, let's pair that verse with Revelation 20, verses 1 to 3. Now, compare scripture with scripture.
Ma'am.
All right. Okay. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Okay? All right, now, let's go back to our text. All right. Verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. All right. So I looked online and about the seven mountains, and here is what I saw. These seven mountains are Capitoline Hill, Palatine Hill, Aventine Hill, Salian Hill, Esquiline Hill, Viminal Hill, and Quirinal Hill. All right, so this city sits on seven mountains. Okay, now what we are going to see is that this beast is going to be Satan manifest as a man. Okay? Look at Christ. God manifests in the flesh. Right? And Satan is the greatest imitator of Christ. All right, now, verse 10 and 11. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come, and when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. All right, so now we have seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, one not yet come. All right, now, these are the seven kings. First, we have Nimrod. Nimrod is found in Genesis chapter 10, verse 9. All right, let's look at that. Genesis 10, verse 9. And let's read verses 8 and 9. You can read that, brother.
And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. For it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord.
Yes, so Nimrod, king of Babylon, right, and he is the first head of the beast. And the first type of Antichrist. And he is a half-breed Hamitic African. That's where Ham settled, in Africa. All right, so he's a half-breed Hamitic. All right, and then notice that Nimrod, king of Babylon. All right, remember Babylon. Okay, and then the second head is Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Okay, oh, Nimrod, I forgot to mention Nimrod, fallen, one of the five fallen. Okay, and then you have Pharaoh, king of Egypt, Exodus 5, verse 3. And let's read 2 and 3. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews have met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." So it's actually verse 2, not verse 3. So I apologize for that. I had verse 2 written down, but I said verse 3. Don't know why. But anyway, look at Ezekiel 29, verse 3. I'll show you something about Pharaoh here. Ezekiel 29, verse 3. All right, let me get there. "Speak and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers, which hath said, my river is mine own, and I have made it for myself." So notice that God calls Pharaoh the great dragon. So what is Satan? A dragon. All right, so he is the second head, and Pharaoh is fallen. The third king, third head of the beast, is Sennacherib, king of Assyria. Okay, he is found in 2 Kings 18:13. Second Kings 18:13. All right, you want to read that, brother?
"Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, the Sennacherib king of Assyria come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them."
All right, so he is the fourth head, third head, sorry. All right, and the Antichrist, let me see. The Antichrist is called Assyrian. So, Sennacherib. Now get this, brother. Sennacherib, he is, he attacks Israel just as the Antichrist will in the tribulation.
Huh. Man.
How about that? Alright, now, alright, so Sennacherib is fallen. You have three that are fallen right now. Okay, now I said, remember Babylon, king of Babylon. The fourth king, fourth head of the beast is Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, king of Babylon. And he is found in Daniel 3, verse 1. Daniel 3, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. All right, so now you have Sennacherib, fallen, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, also fallen. And both are crooked dragons. All right. Now, notice that you have Nimrod, king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Okay, so we count them as one. All right, Nimrod and Nebuchadnezzar, both from Babylon. And then the next is Darius or Cyrus, king of Persia. Okay, he's found in Daniel 5:28. All right, you want to read that, brother?
Okay. Darius, that thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
Yes. All right, so king of Persia, he is friend of the Jews, of Israel. But think about this. The Antichrist will be friends with Israel in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. So now he is fallen. Now you have the next king, the sixth head, which is Alexander the Great, king of Greece. He is not mentioned in the Bible by name. You know, Dr. Ruckman called him the mystery man. Right? But you will see that, you'll see something about Alexander the Great in Daniel 10:20. Daniel 10, verse 20. Then said he, "Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come." All right, now, look at Daniel 11, verse 2. "And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet 3 kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia." All right, now go to Daniel 8, 20 and 21. You want to read that, brother?
"Is the ram which thou sawest having 2 horns, the kings of Media and Persia, and the rough goat is the king of Grecia, the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king."
Yeah, so Alexander the Great is the rough goat. Right? In Daniel chapter 8. All right, so Alexander the Great has not come. He is not yet come. He is a type of the Antichrist. Right? He's the sixth head. Six is the number of man. 666, right? He is the eighth king. Right? He is one of the seven. He's the eighth king after the Roman Empire was completed. And it takes over. Okay, so Roman Empire under the Roman Catholic Church. Okay, and again, he's the rough goat. Okay, when he comes, he must continue a short space. Remember that? So now look at Revelation 13. Let's read verses 1 to 5. You want to read that, brother?
Yeah. I stood upon the sand of the sea, saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, upon his horns ten crowns, upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. They worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. They worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
All right, so he must continue a short space. You'll see that in verse 5. Continue 42 months. That is 3.5 years. So remember I said that Satan is the greatest imitator of Christ? How many years was Christ's ministry, his earthly ministry? It was 3.5 years. So how about that? Now this is just, it's completely amazing to me. All right, so now you have the last one, the seventh king, which is Caesar, king of Rome. All right, and he is the king that is, right? And you'll see him in Luke chapter 1. Verses 68 to 71. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Now let's go to chapter 2 read verses 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, and everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with a child, or with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. All right, so Caesar, at the time of John writing Revelation, was the king, right? He was the king of Rome. And you'll see there, taxing, right? These verses talked about a tax. So Antichrist, he is going to be in control, and he is going to have a tax on the people at that time. All right, so now, as I said, Caesar was in power at the time of John writing Revelation, and also John was being persecuted by Domitian, emperor of Rome, okay, 90 AD. All right, so now, what you have here is this Antichrist. It is going to be Judas Iscariot. Okay, so was, all right, he was a man living on earth. Look at Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So that's 666. Okay. Now some think that the mark of the beast is 666. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says it is the number of the beast. It's different. Okay? So now, let me see. So is the man living on the earth? Verse 11 of chapter 13. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Okay, so now, was, is not. Okay, he was a man living on the earth, but he is not. He is not on earth at the time of John's writing. But he is going to come back again. He is going to have a second coming, just like Jesus Christ. Again, Satan is the greatest imitator of Jesus Christ. Okay, now look at Revelation 11, verse 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Okay, so this is the son of perdition. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. And let's read verses 1 to 3. Can you read that, brother?
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, either by spirit, or by word, or by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Okay, so notice there in verse 3, man of sin and son of perdition. Look at John 17, verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So, I already mentioned this. So, who is the one that betrayed Christ? It is Judas Iscariot, right? And he went to his own place, right? Acts 1:25. And let's read 24 also. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. Verse 25, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. So, his own place is hell. That's where Judas Iscariot is right now. Okay? But he is. Satan is still working at this time. All right. Iniquity doth already work, right? So he's working. But Judas is still in hell at this time. But he's coming back. All right. So now you have the five kings, which are fallen. You count Babylon as one. Nimrod and Nebuchadnezzar as one. So the five that are fallen, Nimrod, Pharaoh, Sennacherib, Alexander the Great, and Darius, or Cyrus, Persia. Okay, so those are the five that are fallen. The one that is Caesar, king of Rome. The one that is not yet is Alexander the Great. It's a type of the Antichrist, the sixth head. 666. Okay? So now, you have the ten horns. The ten horns are ten kings, which have not received a kingdom as yet, but have been as kings 1 hour with the beast. Okay? In the Bible, the number 10 is the number of Gentiles. Okay, so what this is a 10-king federation. They are demonic kings. They receive power as kings. So, in the tribulation, there is going to be this 10-king federation. All right? And they make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Verse 14. The waters are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So, think about this. There is a city that it is a, it's political and it's religious. And they pretty much have control. You know, they have diplomatic relations with other countries and so forth. And that would be Vatican City in Rome, Roman Catholic Church. All right, now, check this out. Those ten horns, they will hate the whore. They will make her desolate and naked and burn her with fire. So, think about this. This is it. Think about the Catholic Church, all right? When they drink their wine or whiskey or whatever it is that they use with that, you know, and they eat that wafer. Think about how they believe that that wafer becomes the real body of Christ. And that whiskey or wine or whatever it is that they drink becomes the real blood of Jesus Christ. You know what that is? You know what that's teaching? It's teaching cannibalism. And is that really what they think of Christ? You know, they eat him, you know, on one end, and then he comes out on the other. I don't understand. I don't understand their way of thinking, all right? But they give their kingdoms, all right, to the beast, Right? And the woman is a great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. So what city is this? What city sits on seven mountains? It's none other than Rome. More specifically, Vatican City. So remember that the Catholic Church's proper name is the Roman Catholic Church. Right? And it's tied to Rome. The Roman Catholic Church is a church state. It has diplomatic relations with other countries and makes people believe that it is the true church. But yet they have blood of the saints and the martyrs of Christ on their hands. But one day, Jesus Christ will destroy the Roman Catholic Church state. So, listen to these questions that Dr. Ruckman asks here. You know, for a person that does not believe this. Number one, he asks, who put the spear in Christ's side? A Roman or Russian? Number two, who pounded the nails in Christ's hands and feet? Roman or Russian? Who whipped Christ? Roman or Russian? Who put Paul in prison? Roman or Russian? Number five, who cut off James' head? Roman or Russian? And then six, who put John on the island of Patmos? Roman or Russian? So this Roman Catholic Church is a whore, sold itself for money, thus gained favor of the world, and is the most powerful political force. The Roman Catholic Church, as the woman, corrupted the world for money and has been corrupted by spiritual fornication with the world. So I ask, for those listening that didn't believe, do you believe now? Amen. All right. So that is Mystery Babylon. Do you have anything, brother, that you want to add to that?
I don't, brother.
All right, so then we will go ahead and we will stop right there.